I'm absolutely Al, and it's about that time that I pass the reins to the remarkable Mr. Michael Miracle as he carries you off to a magical place called Lotus Land.
Hi, Al. How's it going today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm good. You know, it's a little on the cold and wet side outside. It reminds me of an old Ween limerick.
Really?
You remember that band Ween?
Yeah,
I think they're still around, but
I've heard of them.
Yeah, well, they have a limerick. It goes, cold and wet. Can't you hear what I'm saying to you? Cold and wet. That's the message I'm conveying to you. Somebody get me some soup before I get sick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thanks. I just wanted to share that.
Yeah.
So it's 5 o'clock on the dot. Thanks for your patience, sir. It's 5 o'clock on the dot, according to the atomic clock, and it's time for the Lotus Land Show on WRIR 97.3. LPFM. This is Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us, and also the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Let's make it official, and let's get this thing started. Let me turn up the old Mr. Mac here, and here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Let's do it. That's right. It is raining outside, and we're expecting another round of winter goodness this evening here in the River City in Richmond, Virginia. Another round of winter's blanket. So let's pull up the covers and hide underneath. Perhaps warm up the stove, boil some water or some milk, and make some hot chocolate. It's an all covers show tonight here on the Lotus Land Show. That's right, all covers. I love doing covers, and I find myself searching for them endlessly on a daily basis. So I have a lot to share with you today on the Lotus Land Show, all covers. Sit back, relax, enjoy, and somebody make me some soup. Yes. We're all riders on the storm. See how that worked out? Okay, here we go.
The world on you depends, our life will never end. Gotta Mesdames et messieurs, nous avons l'honneur ce soir de vous présenter la nouvelle collection de Rammstein.
Geschafft.
You're listening to WRIR 97.3 and the web at WRIR.org. Here's the Pupini sisters. Here's a Pupini. I like to say a Pupini.
Once I had love and it was a guess. Dwee-doo, ba-doo-doo-doo, soon turned out. Had a heart of glass. Dwee-doo, seemed like the real thing, only to find much of mistrust, love's gone behind. Once I had love and it was divine. Ba-doo-dip, ba-doo-dee-da, soon turned out. I was losing my mind. Dwee-doo, dwee-doo, seemed like the real thing, but I was so blind. Love's gonna be a bum, 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 bum.
In between, what I find is pleasing, yeah, I'm feeling fine. Love is so confusing, there's no peace of mind. If I fear I'm losing you,
it's just no good. You teasing me like you do. Bum, 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 bum.
Second, man. What do you think the teacher's gonna look like this year? Whoa!
makes you happy. Whatever you want. You're so fucking special. I wish I was special.
Hey, how you doing? Got a quick question.
Yeah?
Who was Rudolf Nureyev?
Rudy Nureyev.
Rudy.
Okay, I know this one.
Good.
Wasn't he wasn't he a defenseman for the Maple Leafs? Sure about that? Could have been a goalie.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Who was Louis Armstrong?
That's easy. He was the first guy on the moon.
Really?
You know, one small step for man.
Sure, one giant leap for Louis. Hey, young lady.
Uh-huh?
Does the name Caravaggio mean anything to you?
Wasn't he the guy that went out with that mob guy's sister until he got whacked?
You know, no.
Are your kids as well-rounded as they could be? Kids who participate in the arts do better in school and in life. To learn more about the value of arts education, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. Because all kids should get to appreciate Nureyev's dance, Armstrong's horn, and Caravaggio's brush. Art. Ask for more. A public service message brought to you by Americans for the Arts and the Ad Council.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Lotus Land Show on WRIRLP 97.3 FM. This is Richmond Independent Radio. Radio for the rest of us. I'm your host, Michael Miracle. Hope you're having a good time. I love the covers, so of course I'm having a good time. We ended that last set there with Celtica, or Celtica, depending on your pronunciation, doing their extreme version of Creep. So special! So very special! Love it. Makes me feel special. And before that, we heard, that was Radiohead's song. And before that, we heard from Richard Cheese doing his take on Van Halen's Hot for Teacher. Classic right there, that one is. And then the Pupini Sisters doing their take on Blondie's Heart of Glass. Quicksand doing their take on the Smiths' How Soon Is Now. There's a lot of versions of that song out there, and that's a good one by Quicksand. Remember Quicksand? Mm-hmm. Nothing says the mid-90s like Quicksand. And then Rammstein before that doing Kraftwerk's Das Model. And we started this set out with Señor Coconut and his orchestra doing Riders on the Storm. Of course, done by The Doors, originally. There you go. You're up to the minute on the Lotus Land Show. And this program is supported by founding underwriter Sticky Rice, serving American and Pan-Asian entrees in a friendly, eclectic atmosphere. Sticky Rice is open for lunch and dinner daily, 11:30 a.m. until the wee hours, serving fresh sushi, noodles, sandwiches, and entrees in the fan at 2232 West Main Street. Across the street, Sticky to Go-Go offers a full to-go menu. Call 804-358-2633 or visit stickytogogo.com. That's stickytogogo.com. Thanks very much, Sticky Rice. Now let's get back to the program here. The winter weather, it's putting a spell on us, no? It's Arthur Brown. Thanks for listening.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. And maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind, but you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
You're listening to WRIR 97.3. Thanks.
Yeah. It's the time of year you've been waiting for, the Spring 2010 T-Shirt Design Contest. Submit your winning design through email, snail mail, or just bring it by the station no later than 11:59 p.m. Monday, March 8, 2010. Prizes and goodies will go to the winning designer. Please go to WRIR.org for more details.
I hope you're sitting down.
Okay.
Because this is going to take a while. In 1993 or thereabouts, in the city of Gothenburg, whose actual name is Göteborg, Sweden, there were four people who, for the greater good of man and for the greater good of our planet and for the enlivening of our small lives, banded together in common cause. Their names were Jenny, Joker, Lynn, and Buddha, though I'm not entirely clear as to whether Joker and Buddha are the real names that their mothers gave them or stage names. But they banded together in a disco in Gothenburg that I've actually played at, which was kind of exciting in an anticlimactic sort of way. And they wrote a song, and then they wrote nine other songs to surround that one song. And that one song went to the top of the charts in pretty much every Western country. And it was huge, and no one would admit that they liked it, but I knew they did. It went, I've got a new life, you would hardly recognize me, I'm so glad. How could a person like me care for you? Why should I bother when you're not the one for me? Now, I saw the sign, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign, love is demanding without understanding. Yeah, I saw the sign, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign, and no one's gonna drag you up. Okay, so when Rachel and I heard this song, we recognized that it was certainly the finest piece of writing since Shakespeare's sonnets, and we bought a tape of it while traveling en route from Ohio. Where was it in Ohio? It was Columbus. Columbus, Ohio. And we stopped in Bloomington, Indiana, where I was born, and we bought the album on cassette, threw it into the tape deck, and let the song play on a loop. Listened to Ace of Base's The Sign for 2.5 hours, and by the time we got into Chicago and drove through the South Side, the four of us in the car had a coordinated dance that we were doing. The people at the corners liked it. You could tell they wanted to sing, and when we played it that night at the Empty Bottle in Chicago, people wouldn't sing along. For the last 6 years, I have been a one-man crusade in favor of singing along with this stupid little song. It goes, under the pale moon for so many years, I'd wonder who you are. How could a person like you bring me joy? Under the pale moon where I see a lot of stars. Ah, that's poetry. 2, 3, 4. I saw the sign, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign, love is demanding without understanding. Yeah, I saw the sign, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign, and no one's gonna drag you up. No one, no one, no one's gonna drag you up, yeah.
That was truly special. You're listening to WRIR and on the web at WRIR.org.
We'll be right back.
select a song. What is this rhythm?
The Village People, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Created in 1977 by French record producer Jacques Maroli, the Village People created songs that relied heavily on the coded language and iconography of gay male subculture. Remarkably, their music crossed over into mainstream pop in a big way. Maroli was inspired to create the group when he saw Felipe Rose dance as an American Indian on the streets of Greenwich Village, hence the name Village People. He went to Rose about forming the group, and with Henri Bellolo, advertised in trade publications for singers with mustaches. The ad reined in muscular macho types, and the ones who made the cut were costumed as gay male fantasy archetypes: construction worker, policeman, soldier, cowboy, and biker leatherman. The group's music took the disco floor by storm. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded in the studios at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Noah Scalin.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM. This is Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us, and also the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And I'm your host, Michael Miracle. I have an hour left here, left in the all-covers version of the Lotus Land Show this evening. Let me let you know what we've been listening to and catch up here. We ended that last setup there with I think, a wonderful version of that Macho Man song.
Macho!
Maybe even machoer. Is that a word, machoer? More machismo than the original? Is that possible? That was mozzarellas, as in, I think, cheese, maybe? Mozzarellas. Doing the Village People's version of Macho Man. Or doing their own version of the Village People's Macho Man. That's what I'm trying to say. And before that, we heard from Poly Six. Yeah, still reeling from the Poly Six show. They did a fabulous version of My Sharona, originally done by The Knack. They did that live, and boy, howdy. I almost lost my forehead on that one. It was a good one. I don't know what that means either. And before Poly Six, we heard from Twink. Yeah, just Twink. Doing Harold Faltmeyer's Axel F. Everybody, you know you love that one. It's a guilty pleasure of many, many. It's a hidden guilty pleasure for many folks out there, I know. Primal Scream prior to that, doing Lee Hazelwood's Some Velvet Morning. Before that, we heard from the Mountain Goats doing a live version from the CBC Brave New Waves, and that was recorded in 2001, doing Ace of Bases, The Sign. And Rose Melberg doing the Paris Sisters' Ziz. I Love You, I Love How You Love Me. That was the name of that track. That's from the Patty Duke fanzine number 2. And before that, we heard from Commuter doing Brenda Lee's Always On My Mind. Pet Shop Boys did a version of that at one point. Didn't really quite like it. I don't think it was quite as good as that one. I like the Commuter version better, in my opinion. There you go. And before that, we heard from Gina and Tony. Yeah, just Gina and Tony doing Nancy Sinatra's Bang Bang. And evidently there's a seven-part release on their part. You can find that on MySpace. It's a seven-part release on their part, and that was the radio edit. And I understand seven parts of that is that's quite long. So we heard the radio edit of that. And before that, we heard from Space featuring Tom Jones on vocals doing the Kinks' Sunny Afternoon. And we started the set out with Arthur Brown doing Screaming Jay Hawkins' I Put a Spell on You. There you go. From the crazy world of Arthur Brown. We're up to the minute on the Lotus Land Show. Thanks very much for listening. Also, thanks for the phone calls with all the tips and stuff about finding wonderful cover versions of this, that, and the other thing. And ladies and gentlemen, it's time for that the Brown Coat Pick of the Week. This week, Brown Coat Pick of the Week is it's a doozy, as it is always. But this week, it's a very special one. It hasn't really been heard by very many people. So I guess you could say it's definitely a radio premiere, for sure. WRIR, Lotus Land Show radio premiere. And Mr. Brown, he was kind of like the inspiration for the show. And he's been holding on to this for weeks. He's like, next time you have a cover show, let me know. I've got this track that hardly nobody's heard, only five or six people. And he wouldn't tell me what it was. So it was kind of like, for weeks, I wanted to know what it was. And so finally I was like, all right, I'm doing it. Doing a cover show. And not only that, because we're getting snow. And it's a cover kind of day. Doesn't feel like you just want to cuddle up with some blankets today, and I guess that kind of day, you know what I mean? Give me a blanket. I just want to cuddle with some soup and some Olympics, and you know, and Lotus Land Show. That's what I'm trying to say. So this week's Brown Coat Pick of the Week. It's a good one. I'm telling you, it's by a local band by the name of Flannel. Anybody out there remember Flannel? I got here after the Flannel days, but This is they're doing their version of Paul McCartney and Wings' Jet. Here on the Lotus Land Show, I think seven people, including me, have heard this. Here you go. Take it in for all that it is. This was recorded live in 1990, I believe, 89 or 90. And thanks, Mr. Brown, for pulling this one in and handing it over. Thanks for listening to the Lotus Land Show on WRIR. Here's Flannel with Jet. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Lotus Land Show on WRIR LP 97.3 FM. We're spinning independent radio and on the web at WRIR.org. I'm your host, Michael Miracle. How you doing? It's an all-covers version of the Lotus Land Show tonight. I know, right? 6:21 right now. We ended that last setup with a gorgeous, gorgeous version of Soul Meets Body.
Soul Meets Body.
This is just too funky. What's up? Sorry, Thriller, it's bed music for you. That last set was ended with Rosie Polenzana doing Def Cab for Cutie's Soul Meets Body. Before that, we heard from the Harvey Girls doing Daniel Johnston's Walking the Cow. And then Tom Waits doing another Daniel Johnston tune. We heard King Kong. And started that set off with Flannel. Yep, Richmond band Flannel doing Paul McCartney and Wings' Jet. You heard it now here. There we go. It's been opened up to the world now. So thanks very much, Mr. Brown, for bringing that one in. Really appreciate it. All right. Hey, WRIR is supported by our neighbor, the Firehouse Theater, offering contemporary American theater in a historic urban space on downtown Broad Street. Firehouse Theater's 2009-2010 season continues with Sheila Callahan's Crumble, Lay Me Down, Justin Timberlake. Running February 25th through March 20th, Thursday through Saturday. with two Sunday matinees. Information and tickets are available at 804-355-2001 and at firehousetheater.org. Thank you, Firehouse Theater. Come on, clap it. Double toe, triple down, triple down. I don't know, that's a hard one. We can do that one. All right, what do you say we get on with the show here? I think it may be a swell idea. By the way, we're expecting a little bit of snow this evening. Maybe about an inch is what they said. I'm skeptical, but you know, hey. Winter's blanket, that's what we're calling it today. Another round of winter's blanket, otherwise known as snow. I think we've had enough, but that's all right. That's all right. Embrace the beauty. And the snow and all that stuff. Yes. Okay, Mr. Peter Gabriel has a brand new album coming out. And it's an all covers album. Yeah. It's called Scratch My Back. That's the name of the album. And so the idea, this is the premise. He's released one single from it. We're going to be ready to hear it here in a second. But everybody he covers on this album, there's going to be a second release of all of those artists covering Peter Gabriel. So the name of his album is Scratch My Back. And then the second release will be called And I'll Scratch Yours. Clever. You can get a preview of the entire album on the web, by the way. It's utterly depressing. But there's some beautiful moments in there. But be prepared. It's a sit down, listen to what I'm saying. So the track that he's releasing and I'm gonna play for you here this evening is a Bon Iver track. It's gorgeous. And the idea, I guess, with this album was also to not use any drums or bass or anything. Like, it's all orchestra and voice. We're gonna hear Peter Gabriel doing Bon Iver's Flume here on the Lotus Land Show. Thanks very much for listening.
Sky is woman, You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl. Well, you know that I'm a wicked gal, and I was born with a jealous mind. And I can't spend my whole life trying just to make you draw the line. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl. Let this be a sermon. I mean everything I say.
You're listening to WRIR 97.3 and on the web at WRIR.org. Thanks. no, Rigby, yeah. All right, well, let me tell you what you've been listening to here on the Lotus Land Show. Catch up to the minute. We just ended that last set there with Ministry and the Co-Conspirators doing ZZ Top's Just Got Paid Today. I got my pocket full of change. That's the more like the original version. I like that version of Ministries and the Co-Conspirators doing ZZ Top's Just Got Paid. And before that, we heard from Trenchmouth doing Casey and the Sunshine Band's That's the Way I Like It. And then before that, we heard from Kiki and Herb. Manic, almost, wouldn't you say? Kiki and Herb there. Doing Sleater-Kinney's I'm Not Waiting. And they wanted to make that clear. Before that, we heard from Fiona Silver doing Run For Your Life, originally done by the Beatles. And if you listen to the words on that, that is not a nice song. It's actually pretty darn scary. It's a song about obsessive stalking. There you go. And before that, we started the set off with a new track from Peter Gabriel. We heard him doing Flume, originally done by Bon Iver. There you go. You're up to the minute on the Lotus Land Show. WRAR programming has been made possible by the generous support of Capital Mac, Richmond's original, locally owned source for all things Apple. Capital Mac offers a full array of Apple products, on-site IT support, and personal service for home or business. No appointments are necessary. Capital Mac, centrally located in Richmond's Fan District at 1307 West Main Street. For more information, call 804-358-3100 or visit CapMacRVA.com. That's CapMacRVA.com. Thank you, Capital Mac. On with the Lotus Lane Show. We're doing all covers here today. And I see my bed music has just decided to leave. Well, Eleanor has left the building. How about that? Well, it's 6:40, and I want to remind you, coming up at 7 o'clock, we have Activate with Mike Rutz. He has been spotted. Mm-hmm. He's here somewhere wearing a hat. So if you see him, say hi. So, yeah, that's coming up at 7 o'clock. Activate, that's your weekly preview of live music here in Richmond, Virginia. And at 9 o'clock, we have Mercury Falls with Melissa. I feel so naked without music behind me. Maybe I am naked. Oh. thanks. Mm. Oh, whoa. Hey. I've got socks. And at 11 o'clock, we have In the Wind and the Pines. And then at 1 o'clock, we have Commonwealth of Notions with the ever fantastic and glorious Shannon Clary. Yeah.
Yeah. Good guy. Round of applause.
Shannon. So on with the show here. What do we have next? It's been a wonderful year. It's always a great year and a great time for William Shatner here on the Lotus Land Show. Thanks very much for listening.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, when I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with perfumed hair that came undone when I was 21.
When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines, their chauffeurs would drive. When I was 35. But now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year. And now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine old kegs. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
A crime for which I'm totally innocent, you know. I began to warm and chill to objects and their fields. A ragged cup, a twisted mop, the face of Jesus in my soup. Those sinister dinner deals, the meal trolley's wicked wheels. A hook bone rising from my food, and all things either good or ungood. And the mercy seat is waiting, and I think my head is burning, and in a way I'm yearning to be done with all this weighing of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway I told the truth, and I'm not afraid to die. I hear stories from the chamber. Christ was born into a manger, and like some ragged stranger, he died upon the cross. Might I say it seems so fitting, in its way he was a carpenter by trade, or at least that's what I'm told. My kill hand's tattooed evil across its brother's fist. That filthy five, they did nothing to challenge or resist. In heaven his throne is made of gold, the ark of his testament is stowed, a throne from which I am told all history does unfold. It's made of wood and wire, and my body is on fire. And God is never far away. Into the mercy seat I climb. My head is shaved, my head is wired. And like a moth that tries to enter the bright eye, I go shuffling out of life just to hide in death a while. And anyway, I never lie. And the mercy seat is waiting, and I think my head is burning. My head is glowing, and in a way I'm hoping to be done with all this twisting of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway there was no proof, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is glowing, and I think my head is smoking, and in a way I'm hoping to be done with all these looks of disbelief. A life for a life and a truth for a truth, and I've got nothing left to lose, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is smoking, and I think my head is melting, and in a way that's helping to be done with all this twisting of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway I told the truth, but I'm afraid I told a lie.
You know, I've been a guest in a lot of great places in my lifetime. New York City, Carnegie Hall, Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, West Plains, Missouri, hometown. And I was committed to Park View. Hope I never have to go there again. There's a man across the hall who sits staring at the floor. And he thinks he's Hank Williams. Hear him singing through the door. There's a girl in 202 who stops by to visit me. And she talks about her songs and the star that she should be. There's a lot of real fine talent staying in or passing through. And for one thing or another, they're committed to Park View. There's a girl in 207 coming down on Thorazine, and a superstar's ex-drummer trying to kick Benzedrine. There's a real fine country singer who has tried and tried and tried. They just brought him in this morning, an attempted suicide. There are those who never made it, those who did and now are through. Some came of their own good choosing, some committed to Park View. There's a girl who cries above me, loud enough to wake the dead. They don't know what she has taken that has scrambled up her head. There's a boy just down below me who's the son of some well-known. He was brought in by his mother 'cause his daddy's always gone. There's a bum from down on Broadway and a few quite well-to-dos who have withdrawn from the rat race and committed to Park View. They wake me about 6:30, just before the morning meal. Well, they're taking my blood pressure. They ask me how I feel, and I always say fantastic, why there ain't nothing wrong with me. Then they give me my injection, and I go right back to sleep. And my days are kind of foggy, and my nights are dreamy too. For they're taking good care of me while committed to Park View.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a jigsaw puzzle.
I'm getting dying coral reefs.
A blue bicycle.
A walkie-talkie.
I'm getting a severe drought.
Cool block skateboard.
I'm getting melted ice caps.
A killer heat wave.
A shrinking glacier.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But it's not too late. We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is just about going to do it for me here on the Lotus Land Show. I have time for one last cover. We're doing an all covers show tonight, Mike.
I don't know if you've noticed. What's that? Was it just, I mean, that was an adrenaline rush right there.
Yeah.
Nice. Mike is in the house. He's going to be coming up at 7 o'clock, so stick around for that entire evening of wonderful music ahead of you here on WRIR. And let me let you know what you've just listened to. We ended that last set up there with this guy, Porter Wagoner, rest his soul. That was from his last record that he put out right before he passed away, called Wagon Master, and that was a Johnny Cash tune, and the name of the track was Committed to Parkview. Before that, we heard Johnny Cash doing a Nick Cave tune, the Mercy Seat Scorchin' version of that. We started the set out with William Shatner doing his take on Frank Sinatra's It Was a Very Good Year. Without further delay, I'm going to go ahead and get into the last track here because it is exactly 5 minutes long, and that's about how much time I have left here in the program. I don't want to step on your show, Mr. Man. So we're going to hear a version of Mr. Roboto by Styx, you know? And this is Mos Higanticus. Higanticus. On the Lotus Land Show. Thanks very much for listening. And grab those blankets and snuggle. Right? Okay, bye-bye. See you next week.
Boop.